rights of the Kurdish people. The Kurdish nation, with population exceeding 50 million, is one of the largest stateless nations in the world. Across Turkey, Iran, Iraq, and Syria, Kurds are facing oppression. Their rights to preserve their national identity are denied. In 1923, the Treaty of Lausanne was signed, obligating Turkey to respect and protect the rights of minorities, including the Kurds. Yet, for over a century, Turkey has failed to honor these commitments. A year ago, DiaKurd initiated legal proceedings against the Turkish state. When Turkey refused to process the case, we escalated the matter to the United Nations Human Rights Committee in Geneva, seeking justice under international law. Imagine that your ethnic identity is denied by the state you live in. You are forcibly assimilated. Your children do not receive education in their mother tongue. Your rights to vote, to be elected, and to be expressed the will of your people is stripped away without any legal protection to defend your civil rights. This is the daily reality for 30 million Kurds in Turkey. What should a people subjected to such oppression do? The answer lies in the right to self-determination, a last resort that we are committed to pursuing through international law. We call on the UN Human Rights Committee to prioritize our case.
Thank you very much.
The international
sorry. Thank you. The Association Humanitaire Franco-Sri Lanka. Is this group in the room? If not, I go directly to a